with that. Does it? Does it? Oh, no. It does.
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Now I know who his brother-in-law is, which one it was. Probably not the lead singer, but all those guys were cute. All right, so let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Peter Pixie, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Y'all ready to go swimming? Come on. Come on. Open up that bottle of Pinot Noir. It's time to celebrate again. I can't deny sometimes I sigh and miss the one I used to share it with. So pour it all, let's make it last, 'cause it does its job on helping me forget. Raise it up and touch my glass and remember all the crazy things we did. 'Cause we don't wanna swim in the shallow water, let's go deep. We don't wanna swim in the shallow water, let's go deep. We don't wanna swim in the shallow water, let's go deep. We don't wanna swim in the shallow waters anymore. Just sub it on. Slap my hand and pound my fist. Don't worry for me. Go give.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Michelle.
And we are looking at the Wily Ones' latest album, Kill It With Love, brought to us by Melissa Nastasi from City Bird Publicity. So, Melissa, we appreciate you doing that for us. And we're going to turn it over to April now so she can begin the review.
Alrighty. The Wily Ones are from Arizona, and they started in 2008. So they're a fairly young band. What is it, 6 years? 2014? So about 6 years. And they're made up of Sam Wiley, who does guitars and the lead vocals, Jay Nottingham, the bassist and backup vocals, Josh Montag, who's on the drums, and they've recently added Phelan Parker, who does a little saxophone, DJ turntables, and also some backup vocals, which is kind of a strange mix combo. Right there, like saxophone and then just scratched a bit.
Just don't scratch my sax.
I mean, it's cool. It's just, you don't think you would expect it. And anyways, and this isn't their first album, though. Sam Wiley actually started out on his own, and he produced his first album, Number 7 Kid, by himself. And this is his second album and the band's first album. Because when Sam was on his own, he was calling himself the Wily One. Got band members, Wily Ones. Just added an S.
Which you got it. Cool.
Made it work right in there.
Yeah.
And you can tell with the difference between the albums. I listened to partial of the Number 7. Is that what it was called? I can't remember now.
Number 7 Kid.
I listened to the partial songs for the Number 7 Kid. And you could tell that the band seemed to be having more fun with this Kill It With Love album than what was done with the first album. So starting to have fun and enjoy.
Yeah, and I do want to mention that first song you heard was Shallow Water. And that one's, one of their, you can feel the fun in it.
You can feel the reggae island.
Yeah, island. But that's not the feel of the whole entire album. Mm-hmm. You know, they throw in some hip-hop, bluesy.
UFO Man is hip-hop.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit. Yeah, and they got, blues and country.
I kind of labeled them, when I first listened to their music, first couple of songs I heard of them, a folk pop, because they kind of had a little bit of a pop feel, but it was more folk because it's more acoustical type instrumentality yeah. rather than the glaring guitar doing the big riffs or the heavy drum beats. This is just a pretty clean and simple mm-hmm. sounding music, but it's upbeat and fun to listen to.
And I do like how simple it is and how
clear.
Yeah, how clear, how pure the sound is coming out, because it's not getting jumbled up with the tons yeah. of electronic stuff people put in their music now. And I'm not saying that in its own right is good music, you know, particulars, but this is just like a fresh breath of fresh air, you right. know.
And we're kind of unique because we listen to all types of music and we can find stuff we like in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, because of his folk type sounding songs or simplistic type songs, might be a little bit limited in audience. But if you get the people that like the reggae, folk, I think, and some of them you mentioned the hip hop, even some of those aren't a strong hip hop. It's hip hop. Yeah. You have the influence, it's the flavor. There you go. So
it's the flavor.
So I think most people would enjoy it if they would give it a chance.
Yeah.
He has some interesting titles in this.
Yeah, UFO Man. Man, I'm not even... The song I didn't particularly enjoy, and I don't know if it's because of just the feel of the song to me, or UFO Man. I'm not crazy about anything that has anything to do with aliens. Nothing against people that...
She's a non-believer.
Yeah, nothing against people that think they're out there. To me, it's whatever, but it's just, I get so...
I thought that the song was more about taking a trip.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Escaping taking a from journey.
Let's go.
I don't care. The usage of UFO.
Gotcha, huh?
Got me. And yeah, it's just a little twitch for me, you know.
How did you like that first song? Never Bored, On Board?
Never Bored, On a Board.
On a Board, yeah.
See, I enjoyed that one. I thought it was fun and catchy.
I was thinking surfing.
Yeah.
And it ended up in snowboarding.
It's mentioned in snowboarding. It's mentioned in it, yeah.
Okay.
But you could use it for skateboards, surfing, snowboarding.
Yeah, and then I said dartboard, and they were like, you can't do that. Why not? I don't do anything on a painful. Board. Yeah. I don't do anything on a board. Why can't I play darts and not get bored? Okay, that's impossible.
This is Never Bored on a Board. That was, to me, very upbeat rhythm, and that's where I got the folk pop is with that song.
Yeah, and the simplicity. Right. You know, it had a catchier... It had a good feel to it.
We're
you know?
Moving our bodies.
You
just
can move on yeah. it. But and I like the songs. I like the choruses and the verses. The chorus and the verses. But I can't remember if it's the beginning of the verses, I believe, that reminds me of Rebecca Black's Friday song. And it just leaves this bad taste in my mouth.
Okay,
but
I don't know
but
where
it's
that
not
came
the
from.
Whole song. The song isn't bad.
I didn't catch that
it's just,
feel at all.
It's just that little bit that gives me that feel. And then it moves right on back. And I feel fine with it. But it's just like, ooh.
Some of the intros were kind of long. On number 5, Move On.
Well, and on some of a lot of albums of any artist, sometimes the intros are longer than radio play. Because they have that freedom to do that if they want.
Weren't some of these live recordings or...
It sounded like Shallow Water was.
But it's, yeah, and it sounded like a couple of them with that longer intro, you know, sounded like
might have been from
live
the performance.
Background feed,
it's
yeah.
possible. The third song on there, I enjoyed it. It's called Naked. And
I like that one.
I don't get that one.
It's basically telling a story from him being born through his childhood, through him becoming a father and holding his son. Because when he was born, he was held up by his dad. Naked. And then when he was 3 and 4, he ran around the house and in the
naked.
Yard naked.
And then they put clothes
and then
on him.
They progressed on and went, had a relationship, and he became the dad and he held up his child.
Oh, really?
Because it was naked.
I didn't hear the rest of the song because what I heard was, I was happy when I was naked and society made me put clothes
That's
on.
What I got from the song, too. Well,
but you have to listen to all of it.
And so I was just confused. Well, I've listened to all of it.
But it
but
was
I
the
liked
story
it. It was so
of
funny.
The life cycle, basically.
Yeah,
it was a good song.
So but it had a good
It was a fun kind
feel
of a
to it
hippie,
as well.
Hippie poppy-ish one, because mm-hmm. that was another one.
One that I liked was Thank You, New York,
yeah,
number 6. That was a good one.
This one had a longer opening because it had the street noise.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think, and then like a cop I think, in the background saying stuff. So they did play with some of their songs, like we said, with the longer openings. Yeah.
And I do want to mention that Kill It With Love was produced by Gardner Cole. And that's cool, because apparently Gardner Cole, who has worked with Madonna, Glee, Tina Turner, and all that, just to name a few, is the brother-in-law to Sam.
Who is the lead singer.
No.
Sam's the lead singer,
but Gardner, Wiley ones. Yeah, but Gardner Cole was the keyboardist in A-ha.
From the 80s.
Which is like mom's favorite
group. I think their most
group.
Biggest hit here was Take On Me. Mm-hmm. I believe, so mm-hmm. That's what most people would recognize and that
last,
from.
Last Christmas. I don't know what the actual title is.
Last Christmas. That's not A-ha. I don't think they sounded like that.
I gave you my heart.
That's not A-ha. That's
Mom told me that was A-ha.
When?
No, but it's not.
When we listened to it.
That was Wham, I believe.
Mom.
George that Michael.
Was Wham. You lying to me?
George Michael. I'm old.
Ooh. She's not a very loyal fan then. I'm sorry, A-ha. I thought you had a fan.
But it was kind of interesting because A-ha with Take On Me had an artistic video with that song where it was kind of like going into a comic book. And we mentioned We mentioned Kill It With Love. And it's kind of the same thing. It's not animation feel, but it's a like fast move drawing of a person drawing.
If you're a YouTube addict like me, a lot of YouTubers do Draw My Life, and they'll do sped up sketches while going through their life, and it's kind of like that.
Yep. And I like that video. I enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool too.
And the other one that was kind of fun was the one that the UFO man. It was done with marionettes, so that was kind of cool. Just a different style, because you don't see that. So it was kind of interesting to see them going through the motions with their puppets or marionettes.
One thing I thought was weird was their usage of the word kill for Kill It With Love and for the title, for the album title in general. I was like, there's so, like, why kill? Why can't it be heal?
Well, that's fix. Just the saying. Kill It With Love is like you're going to kill this strong emotion of this hatred towards a person by just sharing them with love. And you'll get over your sour feelings about them, and they'll hopefully return that.
Well, I just thought it was interesting to put such a negative, usually interpreted as negative word with such a usually interpreted as
it's happy, one of those
good
it's
word.
It's a title love. That sneaks up on you. Kill It With
love. And it's just like, that's
it's one of those
weird.
That catch your interest.
It was just weird for me to say, because kill it with love. Kill is such a harsh word in general, and then love. Kill it with love.
I like the instrumentals on most of these songs.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good.
They were, like I said, they were pretty simple, and I enjoyed it. You could hear everything that was happening. Mm-hmm. And you heard the voice clearly, the guitar, the whatever they had in there, the piano if they had that going in, or the, did they ever have an iron drum? No, they didn't. They just had the island feel.
A steel drum.
Island. Steel drum. Yeah. Just had an island feel to it.
I didn't hear any steel drums.
So it was, but they had, like, they do have some serious songs. One of them was Comedy, which is about, you know, it's a depressing topic about falling in love and that person leaving you. And it's a tragic comedy.
I liked comedy.
But it was upbeat enough to give you a good beat with it.
I like it when songs have that, like, comedy. Oh, you think it's going to be a funny song, happy song, whatever. And then it's like, oh, this is a slower song. It's like, whoa. It's kind of cool.
But it was still upbeat enough to have a catchy rhythm.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. And I think there was another, probably their slowest one, was probably Beat Down Broke Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one where they talk about he feels beat down, like his guitar. And
he's in the music industry.
Realizing
he's
had a
does.
Rough life. Had a rough life. And we did have mentioned, blah, blah, sorry. April mentioned the feel of blues. And the song that I really got that on was the acoustic hip-hop groove. And it does have the hip-hop feel, but underneath it also has a bluesy feel in the rhythm as well.
And I like how they've kind of experimented on this album, but this is probably like contradicting what I've said in the past. I know I've said I don't like them experimenting. They should experiment in the studio, not on their EP or album, or, but I think they did it the right way. If you're going to experiment on an album, this had what, 14?
Yes, 14 songs.
They had 14 songs on this album. So I had time to like forget about this reggae feel, so that when Thank You New York comes around, I'm not shell shocked from it, you know? Yeah. So they gave a long enough gap between experimentations, so that it's kind of coming back with a clean palate each time. And also, even throughout their hip-hop feel and their bluesy feels, it still had that simplistic core, you know?
True.
Like, every song had the simple core that connected it all. So this is an example of the right way to experiment
and
on an album.
If you want to get their albums, they got links on their website, thewileyone.com. They have links to Amazon to actually buy the physical albums, or you can go to iTunes and digital.
Mm-hmm.
They have Bandcamp there where you can also purchase some
what
items.
What is this
as well.
Bandcamp? I've never heard of this.
I'll have to show it to you later.
Bandcamp? Ed. What's it? Bandcamp.com?
Basically, and it's like, you know, sells merchandise or the albums cool. for them as well. It's another outlet for musicians.
I love websites that sell merchandise.
So if you can go to their site, they'll have the links to those, so you can go jump to those sites to purchase their albums. And they're really inexpensive, really. Both albums are at $8.99 through Amazon.
That's
especially
nice.
For Kill It With Love with 14 songs, $9 for mm-hmm. an album. It's a really good price.
And yeah, I like that.
This group has played at South by Southwest.
Mom's reading from her notes.
I am. I took notes. And they have played at the Winter and the Summer X Games. So that is cool. They like to help people who are
different
doing
causes,
things for the community.
Yeah,
social causes.
They're being
environmental.
Yeah, they have that song "Go Green."
Right.
That, I mean, to me, the song, it's not on the album, but I guess woo.
Yeah, it's a
free review for your "Go Green" song, but
this is free too.
Yeah, extra review
extra
for your "Go Green."
Here,
I mean,
about
the "Go
it.
Green" song. Was, I think, for me, too straightforward with the lyrics. But I liked the feel of it, and I get why they were so straightforward.
So, you know, I enjoyed it, so.
But, yeah, but to me, when you take on, musically or artistically, you, in any way, take on something like the environmental issues, I like kind of dancing around the issue or being more artistic with it. Like,
really? Okay.
You know, I don't like, in your face, I'm going to slam. Definitely this.
Well,
and this and this.
It
I
depends
like
on how it's written.
Let's make
song.
It look pretty. And
this one was just written with an upbeat rhythm.
Yeah, and put art
fun,
into it.
So I enjoyed it. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, for me, a lot stems from the beat. If it gets you moving, then I'm pretty much enjoying it. So,
yeah.
So to me, I enjoyed the Go Green.
It's a mix of both for me.
But I like the overall album. If you're in a funk, it'll pick you up or kick you in the butt, tell you to get going. My voice is loud enough.
Well, I don't know if it's the right, if it's the go-to album for me, or for if I need to get happy. If I need to pick,
I
need to pick me up, you know, because yeah, I like the songs, even though they were upbeat, were still mostly the mellowy beach upbeat, and there's a difference, you know, between that type of upbeat and the pop upbeat, the country upbeat, the rock
true,
upbeat.
True, but to me the island type folk music, like Michelle said, that kind of gets me to be, you know, puts a smile on my face, and it's just a good time, just having fun, clean fun, sometimes not so clean fun, but depending
I guess
on
I don't
what you're
feel
doing
it as
at
much.
The time.
But I don't feel a lot of things that have to do with aquatic things.
It's just still funny
no
because you're from
things.
Beachy things.
From Arizona.
Tropical. It's just not my thing, you know? Jeez. Yeah, that's funny. From Arizona. Are they? That's so weird.
But he did, I think in the bio, he did spend some time in Mexico on
the
beach area. So that kind of
yeah.
is where that influence comes
in. And they're from
in.
Like Phoenix, so they're not too far from Flagstaff where you get the snow.
True.
Where's Flagstaff?
New Mexico.
It's
why does New Mexico have snow? I don't know. I'm not good at geography down there.
They're at the very southern tip of the Rockies.
Okay.
Because we got New Mexico and Arizona as the southern tip of the Rockies, I believe.
So I'm like, why do they have snow?
Because when we went to the Grand Canyon, there was snow there that one year that we stopped at the Grand Canyon.
Still weird.
You're just...
I don't
the idea
live,
of water. We're in southwest Kansas.
Well, the idea of snow in Arizona and New Mexico. Confuses me.
Excuse me. So we enjoy it.
I would
say, what about libraries? I would say go ahead and pick it up for a library.
Yeah.
It's a full album. It's ready to go. If you have a music collection, I think it would be decent to place into it.
Who is your audience? I like this question.
Again, it's your folk, pop, reggae. I mean...
Okay, there you go.
We've already mentioned...
Well, I know, genre. But you hadn't focused on who the audience would be.
Like age range?
Yeah,
that's audience could be
age range. Audience would be probably college age and up.
Yeah, I don't see high schoolers.
No. I do.
This is a high school. I don't see high schoolers getting
maybe
into
if
it.
Maybe if they live on the coast, maybe high school. But
I think it had a very rebellious.
Rebellious my butt.
Never bored on a board. You're talking surfing and
that's not rebellious.
That is cool. Naked? What high school boy wouldn't like naked?
It's about a baby.
Doesn't matter. They listen to that song.
It's not rebellious. And the album's fine. It's not a rebellious
Sick
album,
Sick of
though.
The scene.
If a
teenager, that's number 10.
No.
That
sick
was
of the
a little
scene.
Bit. That,
that
a
would
little
be
bit
a teenager. I'm
of.
Sick of this, guys.
None
Leave
of
me
this
alone. Let me
a,
out of here.
None of this is a rebellious
but As a whole album,
zero
no, it's not a,
rebellious.
It's more of, to me, more of a fun album.
Yep.
There are, like we said, some serious songs, though. But I would say any library that has a music collection, at $9 for 14 songs, you can't go wrong. It's good music. I enjoyed it.
Yep.
Yep.
And our outro is going to be their hip-hop stylings with Seize the Day. You kind of had some ideas.
This is the one I talked about. I don't feel hip-hop with it very much. I feel rap.
Well, that's...
And there's a difference.
It's not intense rap.
No, but... When it very first started, it gave me a very Eminem feel with like 8 Mile style, you know, lose yourself in the music. I'm going like full on rap here so you guys can get this feel of it. No, but it reminded me of Eminem. And then when the instrumentals came in a bit more, it reminded me of Linkin Park, which was kind of a cool blend. And, you know, it sounds like their own song, but it just has those little flavors to it.
And I don't like Linkin Park.
I know you don't. I didn't
too heavy.
Yeah, it's not a heavy song. It has Linkin Park feels to it, but not. It doesn't.
A little bit of rhythm in the background.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
we get you. April.
It's like Linkin Park, but it's not Linkin Park.
We
just
get
like
you,
it's
April.
Like Eminem, not Eminem.
Yeah.
So if you want some M&Ms, go buy some at your local store. Because I'm getting hungry for M&Ms now.
I only have Kisses.
That's what I always thought about with his name.
I never enjoyed M&Ms, to be honest.
Yeah, but when you mention M&Ms,
you just think M&Ms eating.
M&M.
You're old.
What?
But thinking of this,
you are,
and misconceptions and everything. When you and this is completely irrelevant.
I was still young when M&Ms came out.
When YouTube first came out, I remember this. When YouTube first came out, Logan got it in my head about YouTube because he was like, "I watched this." Fill in the blank video on YouTube, and I was like, "What is this YouTube you speak of?" Because I wanted to watch awesome music videos, because that was all they had then. But
okay.
I came to the library because we didn't have a computer at the time.
Nope,
and,
I'm cheap,
and that was the place I went after school was the library, and I got on the little computer. I don't know why I was doing this at the library because I never owned headphones when I was little, so I couldn't listen to it anyways. But I typed in YouTube.
And it's the letter U?
And I spelled it with the letter U. And it came up to like page not found. And Logan, who was on the computer across
Logan is her brother.
The walkway. They know. The walkway. I went up to him and I got so mad. I was like, "Logan, YouTube's not working. I don't understand." And he went and checked it and he was like, "Oh my God, April, you're retarded. It's spelled U like Y-O-U."
I have to admit, I did the same thing.
And I think that's honestly the first memory I have of computers and the internet in general is trying to go to YouTube. Spelling it wrong. But I was I was still in grade school.
Now you know how.
I was like so little.
Now you know the rest of them. The more you know.
That's cool.
Is that the slogan? The more
you
know.
The more you know, yes. The Reading Rainbow. Oh, that was a great show.
So we're going to leave out with Seize the Day by the Wiley Ones. Again, we appreciate Melissa sending this to us from City Bird Publicity. Thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. And we will see everybody on the flip side. Have a good one, everyone.
Bye.
Farewell. Out of the sun. You got me kidding. Life is crazy. Leave it. Calm down. Back to yourself. Life is pretty great.
Settle down, just kill it.
Was a bad day today. Was a bad day today. And I don't feel the same anymore. So
anymore. So
I talked to you today on a payphone in the rain.
A payphone in the rain.
How shameless I am.
How shameless I am.
I didn't give a damn in that moment. Woke up and lied to my friends. In the middle of the night, you know you're gonna have a problem.
Have a problem.
I push and shove away.
I push and shove away.
They play with your heart for a reason.
Yeah, for a reason.
I can't regret what happened, cause I pushed you to that point to make you make your decision. Now it's time to walk away. Never gonna turn around. No matter what you say, it's time to see the day.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.